So today, I'm going to do a quick introduction. Today is Senior Sermon Sunday, which is a tradition in St. Cross that goes back decades. In fact, I think I can at least get it back 50 years, and beyond that, I am not sure, but I can go that far. So that means that the graduating seniors, or senior, as that is the case this year, are invited to give the sermon on a Sunday. And I am very thankful that Toby Ogar, our one and only graduating high school senior this year, has agreed to do the sermon for us. So, Toby, you are most welcome to this pulpit.
Okay. Okay, I already see you have your phones out. You guys are going to enjoy this. How are we doing? Good? Tired? Okay. Good morning, St. Cross. And hi, my name is Toby Ogar. Lucky for me, I'm the only graduating senior this year. So y'all are going to have to wait one more year. Lucky for you, you'll get to listen to me for the next 45 minutes. I grew up in the Episcopal Church, specifically at St. Cross. My family and I started coming to St. Cross in 2012. I was baptized by Reverend Robin on the beach in 2018 and was confirmed by Bishop John Taylor in 2025. My favorite donuts are maple bars. And those are so good. In my time here at St. Cross, I've earned the privilege to participate in many activities and ministries. One of them is Vacation Bible School. What I liked about VBS was the fact that you weren't able just to see your old friends there, you were also able to make new friends, regardless of age, because as they say, age is just a number. And to be honest, no one really cares that much when you're having fun. On my first day of being a counselor for the first time, I was excited for nothing but a chilled day of laughs and fun. What do I see when I walk into Parker Hall? Parents dropping off their kids and thinking to themselves, okay, my break starts in 5 minutes. Amazingly, the parents and Reverend Rachel trusted me with little kids. Because if I'm being honest here, my own dad wouldn't trust me to watch Quinny for one night by myself. Ooh. He's all the way in the back, by the way. For softball, what I enjoyed about softball was that I was able to express my athletic abilities with this church team and not feel sorry for it. I was told by a lot of you guys that you liked me on the team for one reason, and that was my speed and great work during each game. In some of them, I've had my ups and downs, but I will always look up to you guys on how to fix my mistakes before the next game. I've told you guys that I'm not afraid to give it my all out on the field and have fun. Oh, sorry. For acolyting is a ministry to kids to get to participate in. Some would say roped into. That ties our youth into the service. I thought that acolyting was normally too hard or boring for me. But with a little help from Adam and Amia, I was able to understand how to properly acolyte at a pace that was comfortable for me. If I'm being honest here, I couldn't ask for better mentors to show me the way. Ooh. Sorry. For pilgrimage, it's a spiritual journey in search of a deeper connection to God and each other. What I liked about pilgrimage was the fact that I had my fellow youth group with me and my two bunkmates, Lucas and Blaze, which showed me that I will never be alone and that I have great friends who love me for who I am. We eventually formed a strong bond that Amia called the bromance. Which we put into action during our trip, enjoying the sights wherever we go. I guess the one thing that surprised me was the fact that we had to pay £6 per person just to go to the restroom right before we got on a boat to Caldy Island. Really quick, $10 is too much just to use the restroom. I would go to a local convenience store and get two snacks better than that. The Christmas pageant is a tradition in St. Cross dating back to the dawn of time. Okay. I've had the honor of participating in the pageant throughout the years, from being a shepherd, a gift bearer, a king, and the highlight role as Joseph. Ugh, my dad loved having his phone on for that one. What I liked about the pageant was the fact that you could still tell the story of how Jesus was born on Christmas Day through a small play organized by our youth group, where kids of all ages are welcome to help us tell an amazing story of how Jesus was born in a fun way for our guests to enjoy. As we look forward to the next pageant, I'll still remember each song as they get stuck in my head for the next 3 weeks. Ooh. For the food bank, the St. Cross High School Youth Group has participated in the food bank run by the Los Angeles Diocese Cathedral St. John's. For the past 2 years, officially providing Thanksgiving meals, including turkeys and all the fixings. The cathedral in the downtown LA and serves a diverse congregation as well as a larger community. What I liked about the food bank was that we didn't just get a chance to make a difference in people's lives. All it takes is a little kindness to make someone's day, whether they're having a hard time or not. Because in my opinion, all it takes is a kind, generous person to come and say hello. Ooh. I've been lucky to make good friends here at St. Cross, like the Despartes, the O'Gradys, the McHughes, who are all the way in the back, not even paying attention right now, and others like Ann and Brett, Adam and Ben, and so much more. In conclusion, my time here at St. Cross will be remembered and cherished. My next adventure will be held at Cal State Dominguez Hills, majoring in art and humanities. I'd like to share a quote from the prophet Jeremiah that I resonate with as I take my next steps towards adulthood. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Thank you, everyone at St. Cross, for being a part of my life. I will not save you a maple bar in Parker Hall.